talk to you now concerning the steps in Route 1, continuing with these steps on Route 1-8. Here we have, in exteriorization, the main difficulty on the part of an individual in perception. He believes that it is dangerous to look. This is his main reason for not seeing. He believes that it is dangerous to hear, which is his main reason for not hearing. Actually, there is a slightly better reason than these two main reasons. The main reason is he's a problem to himself if he can't see, and he's a problem to himself if he can't hear, can't smell, and so forth. We learned that under two-way communication, didn't we? Well, he turns off his perception, and this makes a very, very nice problem. And under Route 1-8, however, we discover most thetans have gotten into a condition where they believe that it is now so dangerous that it has ceased to be any kind of a problem. It's just simply very, very dangerous to perceive anything. And so this is simply a process which, when the individual is exteriorized, gets him to change his consideration. You must realize that on somebody exteriorized, all you have to do is ask him to change his consideration, and he is then capable. He can change his consideration that he is capable. He can change his consideration that he isn't capable. Actually, aside from coaxing him to deal with energy, masses, and perceptions, the only process there is to clear is asking him to change his mind. That's all the process there is. He changes a consideration. We drag him out of the field of mechanics, in other words. And as soon as we've got him out of the field of mechanics, why, he processes simply by getting him to change his mind. If a thetan exteriorized cannot change his mind, he is still very, very enmeshed in the whole theory of mechanics. And being enmeshed and immersed in mechanics, he feels that these mechanics are going to smite him one way or the other. The biggest deterrent to somebody getting into this state is fear of the environment and the energy, masses, and spaces contained in it. That is the biggest deterrent to his changing his mind. As an individual gets smaller and smaller and goes on down the dwindling spiral, he believes that exterior forces are more and more dangerous to him. Now, the saw, which is inserted at this point, is really more of a saw than an axiom. A man is as sane as he believes himself to be dangerous to his environment. That's a very low-level look, isn't it? But he is as sane as he believes himself dangerous to his environment. That's very true of man. So this is Dianetics, mainly, we're talking about when we say man dangerous to his environment and so forth. People come up through a tooth and claw strata before they get up into a sanity. All roads lead through force. That is another saw. All roads lead through force. Anybody who has seen the lecture charts of the Philadelphia 64 hours of lecture will recall that one of the last lecture charts there has a big force inscribed in the middle of the chart, and then low-level aspects of the chart of attitudes are below this huge word force, and the high-level aspects of the chart of attitudes are above this word force. And let us say distrust is below force, you see, and trust is above force. But to get from distrust up to trust, it is necessary to cross the bridge of force. If there's any bridge involved here, anywhere in Dianetics or Scientology, it is a bridge called force. An individual believes that forces are greater than himself. He believes he himself cannot cope with the forces around him. And we discover that an individual is very prone to believe that all forces are greater than he is. Actually, he would never have to be afraid of force at all unless he himself were being a mass of some sort. Force can only impinge itself upon mass of one kind or another. A thetan either mocks up a little piece of mass to receive sound waves and so hear, or he is no mass at all and the sound wave goes straight through him. Well, he could do either one at will. So he could hear or not hear. There isn't any mechanical action, by the way, to hearing, really. One simply postulates that he hears, and he hears, and he postulates he doesn't hear, and he doesn't hear. That's about all there is to that. But as long as he's down below force, as long as he feels that he is oppressed by the enormity of space, by the savageness of electrons battering him, by explosions and so on, as long as he feels that he can be injured by force of any character, why, you will find him below this level of force on this chart. He believes all force is dangerous to him. He does not believe that he himself can emanate force which would be dangerous to anything or anybody else. Now, the only reason a word or symbol has any effect on somebody is because he's below the band of effort.